It all felt like reality to Orson for the first time since this adventure had started. Time and time again, he had told himself that it was all a dream, that it didn't seem real. Losing Kaelin woke him up like a slap to the face. Now he felt awake. All he wanted to do was slip back into the dream. Time and time again, they had put everything on the line. Time and time again, they had flipped the coin and come out unscathed. Not this time. Eston beckoned them to the driver's cab. Slowly, the Blakes rose and approached. Orson got there first, catching Eston's last wipe of her puffy eyes. She took a deep breath.
"Okay, this is where we are," she said, sniffing. "Kaelin's gone. There's nothing we can do about that right now. We have our primary goal. That is to ensure we get access to the Eclipse Shuttle. Lucid needs to be able to obtain hard evidence of what Unity is doing if we stand any chance of..."
Eleanor put her hand on her shoulder.
"Let's finish what we started,"
Eleanor said, her tone letting Eston know that she didn't need to rally her troops. Not this time. Eston turned and sat down, pulling the lever to her left back a position, pushing the tram to its limits. They could see the other side of the docking ring where the tram would make its re-entry back into the gravity zone. Everything looked the same to Orson. Gray, bleak, and old.
"Not long now until we..."
Eston was cut off as Orson and Eleanor flew past her and into the wall, her own head slamming into the panel in front of her. A loud scream of metals clashing on metals filled the cabin. Orson blinked as he rolled onto his front. His sister had already righted herself and was helping Eston to her feet, the tram master unsteady as she clasped her forehead, blood bleeding down the bridge of her nose.
"What happened?"
he asked, pulling himself to his feet.
"They locked down the tram line. The gravity pads have locked to the track. It's what they do if there's a disturbance on the tram during transit."
Eston panted through the pain, pulling her sleeve over her hand and dabbing at the cut above her eyebrows. Orson cursed as he looked out the window. They were still a few hundred yards from the docking ring re-entry point.
"We're stranded out here,"
he said hopelessly, as he pressed random buttons on the control panel, each one flashing red for locked out.
"Not quite,"
Eston said, as she made her way to the far end of the tram. Eleanor and Orson followed. Harvey began to pull open the overhead compartments, pushing her hand in and rummaging.
"Not that one,"
she said to herself as she moved down to the next one and tried again.